That's what we asked Steve-O. What did we say, Janet? That's exactly right. What have you done for me lately? That's what we say. Yeah. Mark Stevens has joined us in the studio. Good morning, Steve-O.
G'day, Half.
Do you know who sings that?
Janet Jackson.
Very good. Not Dan Brown or John Grisham.
But when you say that, you're inferring about other movies. So I think that Dan Brown's only had the one movie. So I thought you were talking about a series of
Da Vinci
John
Code,
Grishams.
Inferno, Angels and Demons, all the books he's got have been made in the movies. And they're very good books, but they're very good movies as well. We digress, because Janet's having a birthday today. Now, you may or may not have come across Janet through the journey. She's been around. Mm. You know, brother did a few things. A couple of siblings have got involved too at times. She was born. What about this? What a way to be born, or where to be born. Gary, Indiana.
With one R or two R?
With one R. She was born in Gary.
Right. Gary.
It's one of the great cities. It's a place in South Australia called Keith.
It's next to another one. What's it next to? There's another name sort of town. Somebody will tell me off the SMS. Being born in Gary. Where were you born, Gary? No, where were you born? Gary.
Gary.
What do you mean? Where were you born? I was born in Gary. Indiana, a few years ago. American singer, youngest of the famous Jackson family. Of course, Michael being the poster boy for that. Had a lot of hits through her time. There's a big, long list of songs here. Of course, famous for a Super Bowl performance with Justin Timberlake as well.
Yes.
It caused a stir at the time. Right?
Whose fault was that, do you think?
It was
set up.
Set up?
100%.
It was PR 101, that is.
No, she's still carrying it. I saw a doco recently where she's still upset about it.
PR 101, that was.
She made a fortune.
Real Kardashian sort of areas from her on that occasion. Now, Janet's having a birthday today. I'd like to know, Rama, how old is Janet Jackson, please?
Janet would be 55.
Yep, time's getting on. I think, I remember in Different Strokes. She was fantastic in that. I'm saying 52.
52?
No, I've got a feel for this one. I'm going with 57.
57. There are two of you in the window. One of you, closest without going over, is Adam Romanesco. She's 56.
Oh, wow.
Today is Janet Jackson. Happy birthday to Janet. Other birthdays today. Pierce Brosnan's having a birthday today. He's 69. Deborah Winger, US actress, is 67 today. Gabriella Sabatini's having a birthday today. She was a poster girl for tennis for a little while there. She's 52 today,
one-handed
Gabby.
One-handed backhand?
She did. It was a big wind-up for her one-handed backhand, too. She had to get there early. That's why she's never going to get any good on grass, although she won a Wimbledon. Tori Spelling, 49 today, Beverly Hills 90210 fame. Who else have we got? Megan Fox.
Got her trading card.
What?
Got her trading card.
Oh, yeah. You
her dad ran the show, didn't he?
He did. Aaron.
Yes,
Aaron. Yeah, Rama knows all about it.
Well, he got the trading cards. Yeah. We spoke about this on...
So you ever seen the house that they lived in as kids?
It was Bel Air style.
It was a suburb.
And Liberace, thoughts and prayers to Liberace. He was born on this day in 1919. He passed away about, 35 years ago now.
What did he do?
Liberace.
Yeah.
You serious?
You can't be serious.
No, I'm not sure. I thought he was like a painter from the 1700s.
Mm. Old Twinkle Fingers.
Are you serious?
No, I'm not. I am actually. That'll disappoint many people. My family.
He was an American pianist.
Right.
And entertainer.
Right.
He was big business, our man Liberace.
Very
big business. Steve, your big business around these parts. What do you got for us?
Well, there's plenty going on in footy half at the moment. Let's start with some injuries. Jack Steele, that's a blow, isn't it? AC joint ruptured, basically. Surgery, 6 to 8 weeks.
Really tough he was. He was tough.
It's a big effort for him to come back
tough,
on the field.
Mate. He unbelievable. Yeah. And not trying to avoid contact.
I was just about to say exactly that.
He was fantastic.
Yeah, he had plenty of the footy, particularly in that third quarter. He was laying tackles, he was absorbing tackles. That was incredible.
So I think it's one of those injuries, the half that you can't do much more damage once it's gone.
Still hurts, though.
Oh, it's a fair effort. And, so that's a blow. Is he the most important player at St Kilda? I don't believe so. I think Rowan Marshall is the real barometer there, and Gresham, sensational.
I would have thought Paddy Ryder.
Might be Paddy Ryder.
Paddy Ryder creates a domino effect in the sense that everyone else is better when he's there.
That's why he's the most important.
Mm.
Great money ball selection by St Kilda, that one.
Paddy?
Yep. Sort of quietly came across. There wasn't a lot of fanfare, was there, after he left Port?
No, that's true. That's true. No, he was outstanding on Saturday night. And I'm with Rammer. I think he's the most important player in their team.
Wow.
But Jack Steele is the best player. He's the best. But he won't be there for a little while now, so I'll have to find a way around that. But they were awesome on Saturday night. We'll have a chat about that with Jim after seven.
Zach Williams is the other one. Now, interesting, it's one of those ones where a player goes down near nobody, just running along. So it looks every bit of ruptured Achilles, anybody who's seen that before. So if that's a ruptured Achilles, it's basically worse than an ACL to recover from. You need surgery, of course, and 9 to 12 months. His only hope is, and late last night they were saying it could be a calf.
Well, that'd be much better.
That'd be much better. And my...
No.
And I look back and I remembered an incident where John Patton, it was a couple of years ago at Hawthorn, was running out to the wing. Same thing happened.
That's right, yeah.
He went down as if he was shot and everyone thought, oh, he's finished. He was in tears on the boundary and then had the scan and he actually only had a calf and missed 4 weeks. So fingers crossed for Zach Williams, but you'd think that's an Achilles half. It didn't look great.
Well, one of the problems is that he's had issues with it over the last few weeks, hasn't he?
Yep.
So that's why.
And Jack Gunston's a sleeper injury too. We haven't heard the full extent of that. He landed awkwardly.
Yeah. Right on the siren.
He came back. Well, the siren had went, but he was sort of in the air.
Have you got an update, Rammer, on that one?
Well, he came back on for a little bit, but...
Yeah, it was pretty evident early. It was not going to be the same.
It looks a little bit like a foot region as well.
Now, Liz Frank.
Yes. I was watching the game with a doctor.
Are you saying Liz Frank?
Auntie Liz. I was watching the game with a doctor and he said that looked like a Liz Frank, which can be, so that's a watching brief there. That's a sort of injury, you know where that originated? Soldiers got their foot caught in the stirrup at war and then they got flown off the horse and their foot gets caught in the stirrup and the foot sort of buckles. Also happens to motorcyclists when they come off their bike. So it's a serious injury. So we're just waiting. It looked more like a foot injury to me. And as I said, I was with a leading doctor.
Leading.
Said, yeah, who said that's a Liz. So we'll wait and see.
Right, well, that'd be
good.
What
are you doing with a doctor on a Saturday?
Just having a quiet beer with a doctor watching the races at that stage, watching the last leg of the quarter.
What constitutes a leading doctor?
A leading doctor who is involved in AFL football at the moment at the Coalface. And
Zimmer.
Clubland.
Zimmer.
Not Zimmer.
It's Zimmer.
No,
for
it wasn't
sure.
Zimmer.
100% Zimmer.
No, very close to the
1,000% it is Zimmer.
No, it's not Zimmer.
It's Zimmer.
No. And
what other doctors would you know in Clubland?
You'd be surprised.
Zimmer.
You'd be surprised. 100%
Zimmer.
Zimmer. So
keep text come through Dr. Turf.
Keep your eye out for Liz. And you picked it, Liz Frank, didn't you?
Well, no, I didn't. I'm all these like Liz Frank, syndesmosis, they were never around when we played half. It was just a rolled ankle, wasn't
That's
it?
That's right.
Yeah.
We just got on with it.
You gotta get on with it.
Plantar fasciitis. Fasciitis.
Well, that's a different sort of injury, but yeah.
It's under your foot.
That's a bad one as well. Now the MRO is interesting. Pickett copped the one match. I think he was lucky to only get one. He's gone past the ball, clipped him high with a shoulder. You know, the impact was enough to give Moore a bit of a whack. Again, I think these one-week suspensions are a bit low if we're setting the tone.
Was Tom Lynch lucky?
Yeah, he was lucky.
Had to be close to lucky.
That was a reflex action, I know, but it was hard. It was one of those accidentally on-purpose things.
You can't be using your forearm to club people in the head.
Yeah, but I don't know. But he sort of picked up the ball and he came up to protect himself, and just by the time he got totally up, Jarman Impey's face happened to be there.
If that was Toby Green, would have Toby Green been suspended for that?
I think he may have been up in front of the people's.
Yeah, I think it's an accidentally on purpose, which
accidentally
some players...
Accidentally on purpose.
You know what I mean.
And what I mean by that is the benefit of the doubt goes to Tom Lynch, the benefit of the doubt. I don't think the benefit of the doubt necessarily goes to Toby Green because of his history.
It was reckless.
But you have to take that out of consideration and just say it is what it is.
Marlon Pickett got a week.
Yep.
Is he unlucky?
No, I think he went past the ball and clipped him high. It was a standard textbook one that we're trying to take out of the game.
I'm okay with it.
But Dylan Moore continued to play, yeah?
Yeah, but,
that's not the point these days.
Yeah. But it knocked him over. He fell backwards. Liam Ryan will get a couple. He's got a hamstring anyway, so they're in chaos over there. The Cade Chandler one's interesting, the tackle on Luke Foley. Knocked him out. I think he's in real trouble with this. I know that people think that it was all the one action. But it was a real driving force into the turf. It was a face plant, Whitey. I know that it was
I don't think that's fair. I don't think it was a driving tackle by any stretch of the imagination.
Do you think he'll get off?
I think it's line ball, but I don't think it was a driving tackle. I think it was a situation where because the player who was tackled had zero awareness as to what was around him, he wasn't able to brace for contact. So he kind of just... I don't think he was driven into the ground.
It'll be a test for Chris O, but when you come off concussed and it looked a bad concussion, inevitably you're in trouble, I think, Harf. It's all about the consequence.
If it's deemed a reportable offence.
Yep. But it was a face plant.
Off, yeah, he's come off concussed.
No, not necessarily. You can have contact that leads to concussion that is just incidental and accidental. Mm.
See, I don't think it was a slinging tackle. Well, certainly wasn't a slinging tackle. I don't think it was a driving tackle. I think it
was it his a dangerous momentum, tackle?
His momentum brought him forward. And as I said, the player, because he was just so unaware that he was about to be tackled, I think he contributed to it slightly.
Does he have an obligation to turn the player?
He does. He does release him. I'm just looking at it again. Mm. He does release him mid-tackle. His right arm, which could have really been used to drill him, he does release it a little bit. It'd be interesting to see what Chris O does. Mm. I think there's some elements of that that are out of his control.
And they're impossible to judge those.
And some that... that are in his control. Yeah, clearly the outcome is dramatic, and Luke Foley won't be there for a little while.
Yep, a couple of other quick ones. Half, of course, we revealed that Tim English was in hospital last week. There's every chance he misses a game. That's how crook he was, of course. Pendlebury missed.
Influenza A?
Could be influenza C, it's that bad. Oh. It's not a good one.
Is that the worst one?
Oh, I'm not sure.
That's what I think.
I'll ask the doc.
That's what I think they're struggling with. Oh, yeah. Influenza A.
You know what? I reckon he gets off.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so.
I hope he does.
He releases with his left arm too. Yep. So he doesn't drive him in at all.
Yep.
And so I agree with you. Mm. And so I'm saying is that because the West Coast player had no idea he was about to be tackled, he's just like limp. Mm. You know, like limp.
How much interest did you have in that game yesterday when it was on?
A high amount of interest. I needed Clayton Oliver to get one more disposal.
Oh, yeah.
I
had it on.
It is what it is. I mean, it's top versus bottom.
I had it on, but I just found myself wandering.
But there's a lot of those games being played at the moment, Rama.
Stinker. I've got to go, guys. Time for the early mail. But the descent is an absolute farce. We'll talk about that. What about poor old McGovern? Shocking decision in the pocket. And then the most descent you can ever have. No 50. Absolute joke. We've got to do something about it.
I want you to sort that out.
Jack Revolt showed descent to get a free kick, I reckon, in the first or second quarter of the Hawthorn-Richmond game.
For you, Adam, this is Liberace.
Zelton John?
This is Liberace at his finest. Real twinkle sort of finger sort of stuff. Brilliant stuff. Look at that. Feel it. Just feel the music. Thoughts and prayers to the family today. The early mail coming up after this from Ballarat.